Here, the Divrei Chanan. That's Divrei Chanan. This is the words of Chanan. We have this machlokes the Mishnah in Ksubis that the Ran says. The Sfir in the Ran Roman Aleph. The Chanan's halach was Tamafanes Eishes Chaveroi. In the case where the husband went away and left his wife without food, and somebody came now and lent money to your wife, gave your wife money to live on. Shamafanes Eishes Chaveroi. Shapareya Loichoiv Mizainoisov is a Niach Moistam Akaranatsvi. Mishund Lechoshim An Elamavriach Ribi Alma. That if somebody went ahead and lent money to your wife, so the husband has a right to say, very good, you gave him money to live on, but you can't make me pay you back. I don't have to pay you back for that money. That's called you left your money out Karanatsvi, you left your money on the corn of a deer, that means I don't have to pay you back. So you see, Chanan holds, like even though the husband has a chiyuv to support his wife, but if somebody else comes and gives the money, the husband does not have to pay that guy money. The husband says, you didn't give me directly any money. You just took away, you paid my wife money, so go to my wife, but I'm not going to pay you back. That's Chanan Svara. So our Mishnah holds like Chanan, that you see, if the person does not give you directly hano, he just pays your machsa shekel, or he pays off the loan that you took, that's not called he's giving you direct hano. Rabba says no. Rabba ma filu tema divrei akolu. It could be our Mishnah goes according to everybody. But gabi mudr hano, ti yoyev al menas shalei lefroya. You know what our Mishnah is talking about? Because even though the Rabbanin say usually, when somebody pays up your chayv, it's called he gave you direct hano. Therefore, if somebody pays your wife when you go away, the Rabbanin say when the husband comes back, the husband has to pay back that person. But our Mishnah maybe is talking about like this. Our Mishnah is talking about a case, the Yoyev Amnash Lelefroya, that when this person borrowed the money, he borrowed the money on a condition that he doesn't have a chiyuv to pay it back. He's not mechuyuv to pay it back. That's what Mishnah is talking about. The guy said like he's a friend and says, listen, I'll lend you $100. If you ever have it, gesundheit, pay me back. If you don't have it, you don't have to pay me back. So in such a case, everybody agrees that if this Ruve now, that's also to give you enjoyment, goes and pays it up, it's mutter, because it's not called directly Reuven is giving you enjoyment, because you don't have a chiv directly to pay up the halvor. You can get away with it without paying it up altogether. And the same thing you have to say about Machsa Shekel also, in a case where they collected it once and it was lost, that you don't have a chiv to pay it up again. Now the Gemara says, Man Chanan, who is this Chanan? The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah Ksubis. Mishaolach Lombinas Hayom, if a man went away and left his wife alone, the Yom Adechor Pinas Asishtoi, somebody got up and supported his wife. Chanan Noma, Chanan says, Ibres Moisov, that this person has no right to collect the money back from the husband, the person lost his money. He left his money on the horn of a deer. Nechlu Kuol of Nekana Magdalim, the Yarmu, they say no, Yishova Kamahitzi, the person has to swear how much money he gave to his wife, to the Yito, and he collects the money. She says, according to Chachamim, is when I pay up your chayiv, it's called like I'm giving you direct hano, and therefore you have to pay me back. Omar Reb Daisa Ben Ukinis, Kidivrayim Omar Reb Yechon Medzakei. Reb Yechon Medzakei also said like them. Omar Reb Yechon Ben Ukinis, Kidivrayim. Reb Daisa Ben Ukinis also said like the Kahanim. But Omar Reb Yechon Medzakei know that Yofar Omar Chonin, Reb Yechon Medzakei paskins like Chonin, and we also paskin like Chonin. That what he says, good Chonin, that at Niach Moisel Akaranatsvi, that you should know, since the person did not give direct Hanor to you, he only paid your wife money, it's an indirect Hanor, the husband does not have to pay that person back. And Rava Layama Krabashia, why doesn't Rava Slagabashia, to Kamukum Olamastisin Kadiriakil? Because his pshat is, the Mishnah goes according to everybody, it's better that way. But Ravashia Layama Karava, because Gzeira Shle Lifra Mishum Lifra. Like Ravashia doesn't like Rava's terror to say that our Mishnah goes according to everybody. And now Mishnah is talking about a case where when the guy borrowed the money, he borrowed the money in such a situation that he doesn't have to pay it back. He borrowed it from a friend, and if you want to, yes, if not, not. So Ravashia didn't like that terrors. Because even in such a case, if you're going to tell me by regular Havor, when you borrow money, and somebody else comes and pays it up for you, it's considered like he's giving you direct Hanor, and it should be also, so it should be Xera, that even in a case where he's not giving you direct Hanor, it should also be also. So that's why Moshe didn't like this terror to say that our Mishnah goes according to everybody, and the case is a special type of a loan, that the loan was that he doesn't have to pay back. because even that should be yosa, because it's a gzeira. In the case we do have to pay back the loan. Therefore, Rav Oshir rather says that our Mishnah goes the halacha according to Chonon. That Chonon says no, even in the case we have a chiyuv to pay back the loan. If somebody else pays it up for you, he has no right to go and collect the money back from you. When this person paid your wife, when you went away, he can't collect the money back from the husband. Because the husband has the right to say, you didn't give me any enjoyment. I got nothing from you. You didn't give me anything directly. It's only an indirect enjoyment that's not called money. Therefore, the mudur ano also it's mutter. I made a neder, I can't have directly any enjoyment from him. He didn't give me any enjoyment directly. He paid off my chayv, that's only called avruchi ari. That's called like you're saving me from the lion, so it's called you made a grumma. True, you caused me to save something. But it's not called you gave me a direct hano, therefore it's mutter by mudur hano. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, hold that lamed gimel on the base, two dots. So again, the Mishnah says that machzor lo yes avidosai. Even though Reuven made a neder that he can't have any enjoyment from Shimon, if Reuven loses something, so Shimon is allowed to return it. He's allowed to be machzor lo yes avidosai, and it's not called like that Shimon is giving back enjoyment back to Reuven. Because if he has, it's called he's returning his own thing. So it says like this. Pligi bo Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yassi. So machloik is between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yassi. That Chadama once says that Pshan HaMishnah is like this. Loishonu, when does HaMishnah say that it's mutter, that you're allowed to return his lost object? Ela bishe nichse machzir asurin abal aveda. That the one that wants to return it, benichse nichse machzir, the one that finds it, his nechosim is also on the Balu Aveda. That's the case we just said, where Reuven makes a neder, that Reuven is not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon. And then Reuven lost an object, so now it says that Shimon is allowed to return it. Techimahadale, because when Shimon returns the object back to Reuven, is miyodom denashe komahadale. He's returning his own thing. It's not called Shimon is given enjoyment to Reuven. Because then it would be Yossa. Reuven made the neder, he can't have any enjoyment from Shimon. But now when Shimon returns the object that Reuven lost, it's called he's returning his own object. It was Reuven's object. Reuven lost it. True, now Shimon found it. So now Shimon is returning it to him. That's why it's mutter. As the chimahadalei, when Shimon is returning the lost object, is miyodam denashe komahadalei. He's returning to him his own thing. Now the Ran says, "Lo mahani le midi." He's not giving him any enjoyment. He's just making it that he's not having a loss, but he's not really giving him anything. Therefore, it's mutter. Avo, but what's going to be in the case the opposite way? That nichse bal aveda is asur na machzer. Let's say it was the opposite way. That Reuven made the neder that Shimon is not allowed to have any enjoyment from Reuven, and again Reuven lost an object. So now if Shimon finds it, Shimon is not allowed to return it. Because if Shimon returns Reuven's lost object, it's considered like Shimon is having enjoyment from Reuven. Why is that? So again, it says, Avonichse Baal Aveda, Asurin Amasar, but in the case where the Nechosim of the Baal Aveda, the one that lost it, Reuven, if his property is also on Shimon, then Lekom Adelei, that Shimon is not allowed to return his lost object. Why? To come Mahan Yalei Pruta the Rabbi Yosef. Because the Shimon, the one that's returning the object, is having enjoyment. It's called Pruta the Rabbi Yosef. It's called the money, the Pruta, the penny of Rabbi Yosef. But it's Rabbi Yosef's Svara. That the Svara the Gemara always says is that let's say an Oni would come to you and ask you for tzedakah, so you'd be potter from giving tzedakah. But the klal is Isaac ben mitzvah, is potter mit a mitzvah. So when you're Isaac, you're taking care of this Aveda, which Meheshev Aveda is a mitzvah. So at the time when you're returning the Aveda and you're working, taking care of it, if an Oni would come to you at that time, you'd be potter from giving tzedakah. So really you're saving yourself some money by returning this Aveda. That's called Prut to the Rabbi Yosef. Because of that Svara, Rabbi Yosef says that a Shemar Aveda is called a Shemar Sachadami. So the Achleik is in the Gemara. If a Shemar Aveda, when you pick up a lost object and you have to hold on to it, what din do you have? One man the Amish says, you're a Shem Mechinam. You're not getting paid for it, so you're only a Shem Mechinam. Rabbi Yosef says, no, you become a Shem Asacha.
Because it's called you're getting paid for watching the Aveda. Why are you getting paid? Because you save yourself money from giving to Stokka. That's called the famous proof of the Rabbi Yosef.
The Rashi, the bottom run says, Sheyavu yarni lishmimenu. The Yosef, sure, if a poor person would come to ask from you money, the name of Allah Mahadim is Shun the Masani Midi. The Chihai Gavna Kibun Lashriach Antaviyah. That's called proof of Rabbi Yosef.
Yeah, the writer.
The Chad, so this is where, the way one man the Yom learns. That our Mishnah is only mutter if the Baal of the Machs is Minchasim is also on the Baal Aveda. But when the Baal Aveda is Nechasim is also on the Machser, then the Shimon is not allowed to return the Aveda. Because by returning it, it's called you having enjoyment from Reuven. But the Chadom, the other man the Yom, either Rabami or Ravasi, the other one says that no, that Afilo Nichse Baal Aveda Asur and Amachser. Even in the case where the Baal Aveda's Nechosim is also on the Machzer, where Reuven made the neder that Shimon is not allowed to have any enjoyment from him, from Reuven, still Mahadalei, still if Shimon finds Reuven's lost object, Shimon is allowed to return it. Why? On the Shemprut to the Rabbi Yosef Lashchiach. It's not called, it doesn't happen so often. So the Ran explains, it doesn't mean to say he argues on Rabbi Yosef, it'd be Moedim maybe that he's still called the Shem HaSachar. That a Shemer Aveda maybe is called a Shemer Sachar, because it's possible for you to get some payment. But for the Yisr Hanoa, the bottom run says, that Kivun L'Shriach, by having B'chal Yisr Hanoa, not B'chal your Neder. When you made a Neder that this Shimon can't have any Hanoa, enjoyment from you, it means a type of an enjoyment that you think about, that Shriach that happens often. But something like this, a proof to the Rabbi Yosef to say, if your Aveda gets lost, to say he can't return it for you, because it's called that he's having a German from you, that's Lashchiach, you don't think about it, but it's not Mechlau, the Yisr Neder. So that's the Machlaikis. If fruit of the Rabbi Yosef is Shchiach enough to make it also by Yisr Neder. Which is just Lashchiach.
So that's the Machlaikis, Rabbam and Rabasi.